Industry is booming in Kent, but that doesn't mean there are jobs for everyone who lives there. To get the best manufacturing job, people need skills, and developing skills takes time and money. That makes it hard for people to climb out of poverty and into the middle class. For KUAW's Region of Boom, Joshua McNichols went to Kent to find out why.
Pat Pritchard is standing before a group of students from Green River College at a classroom in Kent. He tells his students he doesn't train them to be grunts. What we need from workers is changing.
The simple grunt labor is going away because the robots are coming. The robots, just like this little robot here, are doing the simple basic task. Now they need people that can operate, maintain, and repair the robots. That's kind of what we're here for.
This is not a heavily structured class. Pritchard brought a robot tonight, and a few of the students start playing around with it.
Okay, so if I start here, just like this, open up the grip a little bit, and
so what are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to program it. I'm just making it so I'm just
Pritchard says he wants his students to be able to walk into a room and figure out how to fix a robot he or she has never seen before.
The best way to think about what you'll be doing is you need to think about being a machine doctor.
There's going to be thousands of new jobs for people like that opening up in Washington State over the next few years. In contrast, the number of people who just push buttons and pull levers, people who do repetitive tasks, is declining. Every job that involves a repetitive task can theoretically be done by a robot. That's true from stocking warehouses to creating airplane parts. A lot of lower-skilled workers would like to become machine doctors, but the path is long and littered with obstacles. Take Tiffany Thompson's situation. She lives in the Kent Valley, and right now she works in mechanical assembly at a company called Orion. She puts stuff together, basically, like the hydraulic pump you can hear being tested now. She considers this job the first step on a longer path.
Well, I hope to find a career through this.
Right now, she's still at the start of that path. When the equipment she relies on breaks down, she has to call a specialist to fix it, because she's not a machine doctor. Still, she's already come a long way from where she was a couple of years ago when she was almost homeless and hooked on heroin.
It completely took over my life. I was no longer a functioning human being.
But Thompson turned it around. The company she works for, Orion, really helped. They make airplane parts, but they're also a nonprofit company. They help people with barriers like addiction get back into the workforce.
They give me hope that I'm going to be able to find something good.
And Thompson's success at Orion has inspired her to dream even bigger.
You know, like Boeing. I mean, that would be awesome to get into Boeing, you know?
Boeing's in a layoff cycle now, but the long-term prospects for higher-skilled workers are still bright. Thompson went to night school after work, but between school, work, Narcotics Anonymous, and an inconvenient bus schedule, her life was just killing her. She woke up very early in the morning and got back home late at night.
Yeah.
So there's not even 8 hours that you can sleep in between 10 and 4.
No. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, my sleeping at night, it was really short. Like, I wasn't getting the rest that I needed.
Thompson had to make a tough decision.
I let school go temporarily for now because I need financial income.
Incomes are rising in Kent, but mostly for people with more skills. People who are lower on the ladder have trouble getting the training that would help them earn more money. That's according to Shannon Mattson. She runs a program that trains people for the aviation industry in Renton. She says people who are out of work can get help, but people who already have work, who want to get better work, they're on their own.
We have a whole host of individuals, especially in South King County, that are low-income working adults. So they're working by definition, therefore we don't worry about them as much. Yet those are the people that I worry about the most because they need to go back and get training to get better jobs.
Mattson says we need to make it more convenient for people to get to class, and we need to help them pay for those classes.
You know, just providing night classes isn't enough.
If we don't make those changes, she says people have to choose between jobs and school or food and school. People who face those choices can't rise out of poverty.
They kind of stay at that economic level, that subsistence level, and they rely very heavily on human services or public services to kind of make ends meet.
Mattson's talking about public transportation and food stamps, stuff like that. These days, the path for low-income families into the middle class is narrow because it takes a big personal investment in education to get a better job. Luke Munoz has been trying to make that leap in Kent. He's one of four kids. His mom is a single mother who lives on government assistance. He wanted a different life.
Get me out of here.
But his $13 an hour job at Home Depot wasn't enough to help him get one.
I just felt like I could have been doing so much more.
He signed up for a mechatronics course through Green River College, the class with the robots. There were obstacles in his path, like there are for anyone. But Munoz had an advantage. He had this generous uncle who gave him a quiet room to stay in, a place away from noisy siblings where he could study.
I've been pretty lucky.
Now he's on his way to becoming a machine doctor. His skills already got him a $2 raise at Home Depot, where he's become the tool repair guy.
I just kept on telling him, like, hey, I know how to fix all this stuff.
He loves puzzling over a broken tool, trying to figure out how to fix it. At first, he's stumped, but then his training kicks in.
Eventually, something just clicks, and you're just like, oh, wait. And then you hear that electric motor, you hear that engine start, and you're just like, oh my god, it started. You just feel like such accomplishment inside. You're just like, I finally got that to work. You know, there's an answer to that problem.
The answer to Munoz's problem was a room of his own, thanks to his uncle's generosity. Now he's set loose on his career, and his ambitions are to go much further. He wants to move up to a place like Blue Origin, which makes rockets, or another aerospace company. Any place with robots he can fix. In the Kent Industrial Valley, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.